A deep freeze and a chrome dinette set.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, friend.
Where are you going?
I want to find out what's going on with her. She keeps running out into the back porch and then she comes in here and talks to somebody on the phone.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
What?
Some new tenants are moving in.
Well, who's she talking to on the phone?
Ethel. There's two moving vans down there, one in front and one in back. She's hanging out the living room window with our phone in her hand. Ethel's the advance scout, and Lucy's covering the rear.
Oh, those two characters.
Yeah. Nothing gets by the snoopers patrol. Could I have a bite of breakfast with you? Ethel's too busy to make mine.
Sure. Sit down, Fred. Help yourself.
Thank you.
An automatic washer and an automatic dryer. A fox doll and a full-length mink coat? How do you know it's mink? Has a Saks label in it, huh?
Ethel must be using my binoculars.
Uh-huh. A green couch and a modern desk. Got it. Over and out.
Lucy.
What?
Don't you think you're being a little nosy?
Can I help it if the moving men happen to be bringing something in while I just happen to be on the back porch? Besides, a little friendly inventory never hurt anyone.
Now, what are you going to do?
Don't fight it. Nosiness is just part of a woman's charm, like hanging stockings in the bathroom and nagging.
Lucy!
There's the other one.
Lucy!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that does it. They're all moved in front. Yeah, they're finished out here, too. Oh, if I could just have seen that mink coat.
It was just gorgeous.
Was it?
What do you suppose was in all those big boxes?
I don't know. Isn't it sneaky of them bringing things in closed boxes so we can't see what's in them?
I'll say it is.
Honest to goodness.
Lucy!
When I think... What?
How do you feel?
Fine.
Are you all right, Ethel?
Sure. Why?
Fred, I'd like to report to you that contrary to what you've always been told, curiosity does not kill a cat.
Oh, you think you're so smart. What else do you know about them, Ethel?
All I know is that their name is Johnson. I didn't get a chance to ask her anything else.
Well, let's go up and give her the third degree. I mean, pay her a visit.
You know, if I didn't live here already, I sure wouldn't move in.
Pardon me, could you tell me where I could find Mrs. Mertz? Oh. She is in her apartment.
Yeah, she's here. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm Mrs. Johnson, the new tenant.
Oh, Mrs. Johnson. Oh, come over and sit down, dear.
Why, thank you. I hate to bother you all, but I just wondered if Mrs. Mertz had an extra set of keys for our apartment.
Yeah, I'll get her. I'll get her. Ethel, she's here.
Who?
I got her right in there, Mrs. Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yeah, come on.
Lucy.
What?
What are you going to do, grill her?
Like a cheese sandwich.
Come on, Rick, we better watch this.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Johnson. I'm glad to see you. I'd like for you to meet Mr. Ricardo.
How do you
and
do?
This is my husband, Mr. Mertz.
How do you do?
Charmed, I'm sure. Mrs. Mertz, honey, could you let me in my apartment? I'm such a cotton-headed ninny, I lock myself out.
Why, certainly, dear. Fred, go get the other key to Mrs. Johnson's apartment.
I've got a key right here in my pocket.
The one that's in our apartment. And don't hurry. This will give us a chance to get acquainted with Mrs. Johnson.
Yes, Mrs. Johnson, if you're going to live here, we should know all about you. Now, we'll tell you all about us, and you tell us all about you. I'll go first. What does your husband do?
Well, he's in oil.
Hair, suntan, cod liver, or castor?
Oh, heavens. We don't mess with any of them in Texas. He's got oil wells.
Oil wells?
Well, just a couple of those little bitty ones.
Well, those little bitty ones, they do pump oil.
Well, not as much as you pumping her there. Mrs. Johnson, I must apologize for my wife.
Apologize? Oh, why, we in Texas just call that being neighborly.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy? Nancy, where are you?
Oh, I'm in here, Sam.
Oh, there you are. Pardon me, folks. I don't mean to barge
That's
in.
That's all right. Oh, Sam, I want you to meet the nicest people. This is Mrs. Murph.
How do you do, Mr.
Johnson?
And this is Mrs. Ricardo.
How are you, ma'am?
Mr. Johnson.
And Mr. Ricardo.
How do you do?
And this is Mr. Murph.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Oh, yes. Let's
see. Mr. Johnson, your wife tells us that you dabble in oil wells.
Now, Nancy, honey, I told you not to go around telling people that. It's not that I'm ashamed of it, but it's just that everybody's always pestering me to buy into my new well.
Well, I can certainly understand that, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I guess everybody likes to get in on a sure thing like that. Yeah, but I don't like to build up all those nice people's hope and then have to disappoint them. Uh-huh. You see, I only have a few shares left. I wouldn't be selling any shares, only, well, doggone it, I like people. And as long as we had to go extra deep for this gusher, I says to myself, Sam, why don't you give somebody else a chance to be rich, too? Well, come on, Nancy, honey, we got to start on back.
Here's your key, Mr. Johnson.
Bye, sir.
He's got shares in his
Hold it a minute, everybody. Let's not get excited over nothing.
Nothing? Mr. Johnson has shares to sell in his oil well.
So?
So get your checkbook.
Are you crazy or something? Do you think that I'm going to buy oil stock from a perfectly stranger?
Oh, now listen, he looks honest. I could tell he has a kind face and nice eyes.
He's got a kind face and nice eyes.
Yeah.
Well, he has.
Look, if he's a millionaire, what is he doing living in this dump?
Dump!
Yeah, to a millionaire, this is a dump.
I accept that.
He already told us why he's living here. If he lived in a fancy hotel, people would pester him. Nobody'd think of looking for him here.
Look, honey, I don't care what you say. I don't want any part of any oil stock.
Oh! Tough luck, Lucy. Fred, this is our one big chance. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to be a dumb bunny, too?
What's up, Doc?
Let's face it, Echo. This is our one chance to move on Easy Street, and we're married to a couple of roadblocks. No, Ricky, listen. Fred, where have you been?
Oh, boy. I was getting a paper.
Oh. Ricky.
Yeah?
About that oil well.
Oh, no. I thought we dropped the subject.
Well, I'm picking it up again. Listen, I've been thinking. Maybe that oil stock wouldn't cost us as much as we think. Now, look, you could take our savings, and then I'll pay you back out of the money that I save out of my household account.
Lucy, with the money you save out of your household account, we can buy enough oil for a salad.
Are you going to sit there and let this opportunity slip by? Do you think I like being poor? Do you think I like living in this little apartment doing my own housework? Washing and ironing and cleaning and sweeping and cooking. I wouldn't mind if you couldn't help it, but when I think I'm not throwing away the one chance in our lives to become millionaires. Well, I don't care. I think this is a good opportunity.
Now, look, the subject is closed. I don't want to hear another word of it. The man doesn't have any more stock to sell, and that's the end of it.
Why, I can't make you see that just maybe... How do you know he doesn't have any more stock to sell?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it would hurt anything to find out a little more about the stock, you know, so this morning I went upstairs and I talked to him, and he said he doesn't have any more left.
That means he must have sold those shares to someone between last night and this morning. Now, who in the world could it have been? Fred!
partner. Could you all spare a dish of coffee for an oil tycoon?
Well, a fine friend you are.
Now, what's the matter?
We wanted to buy that stock.
Well, you didn't sound like it last night.
You didn't either.
But...
did you tell him, Fred? Well, Ethel, I hope you're happy now that you jumped our claim. What are you talking about? We wanted to buy that stock as if you didn't know.
How could we know?
Then why did you rush in and change your minds just before we did?
What a sneaky thing to do. Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, Ricky, when money comes into it, you certainly find out who your friends are. I wouldn't be surprised if they refused to split with us now.
Split?
You had just as much chance to buy it as we did.
Yes, Lucy, Fred is right. We had just as much chance to buy it as they did. We'll just have to face it, honey. The Mercers will be rich and we'll still be poor.
Oh, now don't go putting on a poor mouth. Well, maybe someday they'll invite us to their penthouse. Of course, I don't mind so much for myself. I was just thinking about poor little Ricky. That money could have gone for his college education.
Well, that's certainly hitting a rich godmother below my money belt.
Poor little Ricky.
Yeah.
My son.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We'll split it with you.
Oh, Kenny, Fred, you're a clown.
That's the least I could do, I guess. We've got 10 shares, and we'll give you one.
That really is the least you can do.
All right, 2. Okay, 3.
We have 3. Do I hear 4? 4. We have 4. Do I hear 5?
5.
Oh, now, just a
minute. Oh, come on, Fred.
Yeah, Fred, what's 5 chairs to a big oil typhoon like you?
That's tycoon. All right, then, you can have 5.
Do I hear 6?
Lucy.
Oh, I'm just kidding. That's really very generous of you, Fred. I wish there was some way that we could repay you.
Well, there is. You can pay me for the 5 shares.
Oh. Write him out a check, Ricky.
How much is it, Fred?
$600.
$600?
Oh, what's the difference, honey? In a week or so, we'll all be millionaires.
Sure.
All right, partner, it's a deal.
No, they're yesterday's.
How much they cost?
Does Rockefeller tell DuPont?
I got them on approval, just like you did that mink coat.
Yeah.
How you like my hat? Oh, I like it. It's dreamy. I got a new hat, too. Let me see it. Oh.
Howdy, folks. Howdy.
Hi, Fred.
How do you like those furs? Pretty classy, huh?
Yeah, they're wonderful. You know, I think I'm going to like being a millionaire. Millionaire, millionaire. You know, I've said it so often that it doesn't mean much anymore.
You know something?
Why? We might even get to be billionaires. Yeah, or even trillionaires. Or even zillionaires. Yeah, or even... what comes after zillionaires?
The income tax department.
Lucy!
Yeah, we're in here, Tex.
Tex?
I mean, Cube.
You drill any more wells today, partner?
Hiya, partner.
You think you... going a little too far.
Well, now, how do you expect us to dress if we're going to be Texas oilionaires?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but my father always told me never cross your chickens before your bridges is hatched.
What was that? What was that again?
You know what it means. It means don't go spending your money before you get it.
Don't go spending your money before you get it.
Don't go spending your money before you get it.
Hello? Oh. Oh, yes, I see. Oh, yes, I'll tell Mr. Ricardo. Yes.
Well?
That man wanted me to tell you that your custom-built periwinkle blue Cadillac would cost $12,000. And yes, they could fix the horn to play Babaloo.
Oh, look who isn't spending his money.
Well, I was just digging up a little bit of information, that's all. You don't see me spending my money before.
Oh, I know. Before your bridges is hatched. $12,000.
Periwinkle blue.
Money like that.
Somebody said the door.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Say, do you know where I can find the man? Oh, hi, Ken. Hiya. Say, have you got a fellow living in the building by the name of Johnson?
Yeah, he's upstairs in 4B. Oh,
I rang there. I guess he must not be home.
Well, is there anything I can do for you?
No. I just want to talk with him about some oil stock.
Oh?
Yeah, I'll catch him later. So long, folks.
So long.
So long.
Hey, he looks familiar.
Yeah, who is
he? Yeah.
He's a detective. We must be in on a pretty good deal. If he's going to buy some of the stock, it must be okay.
Suppose he doesn't want to see Mr. Johnson about buying the stock.
For what other reason would he want to see?
We have been swindled.
Sure.
I knew the minute I laid eyes on that man that he was a crook.
You said he had a kind face.
Yeah, I didn't say what kind.
Well, there goes all our hard-earned money.
Wait a minute. There must be some way out of this. After all, he promised us a big gusher would come in any day.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any proof that he said that. We have to have evidence.
Evidence. Yes. That's what we got to get.
Oh, well,
evidence.
That's going to be a little hard to find. We're going to have to get
What
do you like that? What do I know about oil? I've got to get mixed up with this character here.
We got to prove what he said right. Watch out where you're going.
Well, don't get mad at me. I'm in this just as much as you are.
You are in this exactly as much as we are. No wonder you wanted to unload all those shares.
Unload?
Well, maybe unload is not the right word. But after all, Fred, we all know how you are with your money. And it was pretty obvious the way you begged us to take the stock off your hands.
We begged you?
See, he admits it.
Come on, Fred, let's get out of here. That's the thanks we get.
Yeah.
If you're the kind of people we would have had to associate with if we were millionaires, I'm glad we were wiped out.
Ethel.
I'm not speaking to you.
I know. I'm not speaking to you either, but this is an emergency. Can we have a 5-minute truce? I know how we can get our money back.
How?
See this tape recorder?
Yeah?
Ricky said we needed evidence. Now, I am going to get Mr. Johnson to repeat everything that he promised us about the oil wells.
Oh, he won't say a word if he sees that recorder.
Naturally, you are going to hide out in the hall and run the recorder. Now, look, see the microphone? I have it hidden right here.
Yeah?
Look at that.
Uh-huh.
I have the wire run down inside my slack, see? This.
Gee!
And listen, Ethel, if this works, we won't have any reason to be mad at each other anymore.
Shall we do it right now?
Yeah, come on. I have to carry this up into the... It's all plugged in. Now I have to put this in here. Now, when I get inside, you press this button and turn this to this side.
Okay.
Okay, and then let the cord out as I move around the apartment. Now, when I get all the evidence I need and I'm ready to leave, I'll jerk on the cord twice like this.
Yeah.
See, and then you reel me in fast because I'll be ready to come out.
Okay.
Now listen, keep the cord very taut so that you'll know when I'm ready. Keep it taut.
Yeah, all right.
Don't give me any slack.
Hello.
Oh, Mrs. Ricardo, won't you come in?
Thank you.
Sam, we've got company. You have to excuse the way I look. I was just doing some more of our unpacking.
That's all right.
Well, well, howdy, little Lizzie.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this, but I wanted to talk to you.
Glad to have you any time at all. Excuse me, I'll continue my unpacking.
Certainly. Mr. Johnson, it's just that I'm terribly worried about the oil stock we bought from you.
Well, honey, child, don't let it bother you, a pretty little redhead. No, sir, that oil stock is just as safe as U.S. government bonds. And in no time at all, you...
Clark, would you repeat that, please?
Huh?
I said, would you repeat that, please, just to reassure me?
Well, I said those oil stocks was as safe as U.S. government bonds. Uh-huh. And in no time at all, you'll be rolling in money.
Oh, that's right. As soon as that well comes in, you won't be able to count the money. It'll come in so fast.
Yeah, have you any idea how much money we'll be making?
Oh, you ought to get back your investment. Oh, I would say 100 times over. Why, the fact of the matter is, Mrs. Ricardo, I wouldn't worry. None? After all, I wouldn't let you invest in a well that wasn't going to come in. Mrs. Ricardo, are you all right?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm all right. I'm just a little nervous, I guess, about all the money I've invested.
Well, now, honey child, you don't need to worry none.
No?
Mercy, no. You can trust Sam.
Well, I've been in this game a long time, Mrs. Ricardo, and I've seen a lot of wells in my day. But I look for this well to be a real lollapalooza. Why, do you know, Mrs. Ricardo, unless I miss my guess...
How's that?
I said, unless I miss my guess, this little baby is going to gush like no gusher ever gushed before. What's going on here?
Well,
oh, Ethel, all right, Ethel.
Ethel, stop!
Ethel! I'll tell you what's going on. We have all the evidence we need on a tape recorder out in the hall.
Evidence?
Yes, evidence. Evidence that you two are trying to swindle us.
Swindle?
Now, wait a minute.
Our money or we are going to the police.
No, you're making a big mistake.
Our money, please.
Why, that well's liable to come in any time.
Are you going to give us our money or will we take this recording to the police?
Now, just a minute, ma'am. Down Texas way, a deal is a deal.
Our money, please.
Sam, if that's the way she feels, give her back her nasty little old money.
All right, honey pot.
Thank you very much. All right, Ethel, reel me in.
Ethel, slack up a bit.
Well, here's to the smartest, cleverest little wife in the whole world.
Hear, hear.
It really wasn't anything.
Oh, let him tell all about it again. I like to hear it.
Well, so do I.
Well, I tell you, honey, that was the greatest idea you ever had.
Oh, thank you.
We're all out of this mess, and we owe it all to you.
Well, wait a minute. What's the matter?
Fred, that sounds like our buzzer. Go see if somebody's at our door.
What?
I didn't know you could hear our buzzer in here.
Sure. How do we know when you have company?
Oh, Cam.
Oh, there you are,
we're
Fred.
Over here.
Oh, say. See, I wonder if I could use your phone a moment.
Use ours.
Oh, thanks. This one can't wait. I just made the greatest buy of my life from that Johnson fella.
You bought something from Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, oil stock. Honey, I got it. Yeah, for a while there, I thought it was going to be too late. Yeah, but Mrs. Johnson said that some dopes returned the block of stock to him, and he sold it to me 5 minutes before we got a wire saying he struck oil. Yeah, you can get that mink coat now. Yeah, that's right. And open up that champagne. I'll be right home. Goodbye. Thanks a lot, folks.
Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.
This is the CBS Television Network.